The Book of Numbers tells how God incited Moses to attack the Midianites. His army made short work of slaying all the men, and they burned all the Midianite cities, but they didn't kill the women and children. This merciful restraint by his soldiers infuriated Moses, and he gave orders that all the boy children should be killed, and all the women who were not virgins.
But all the women children that have not known a man by lying with him, keep alive for yourselves. Numbers 31:18.
No, Moses was not a great role model for modern moralists. Insofar as modern religious writers attach any kind of symbolic or allegorical meaning to the massacre of the Midianites, the symbolism is aimed in precisely the wrong direction. The unfortunate Midianites, so far as one can tell from the biblical account, were the victims of genocide in their own country. Yet their name lives on in Christian lore only in that favourite hymn, which I can still sing from memory after 50 years to 2 different tunes, both in grim minor keys.
Christian, dost thou see them on the holy ground? How the troops of Midian prowl and prowl around. Christian, up and smite them, counting gain but loss. Smite them by the merit of the holy cross.
Alas, poor slandered, slaughtered Midianites, to be remembered only as poetic symbols of universal evil in a Victorian hymn. The rival god Baal seems to have been a perennially seductive tempter to wayward worship. In Numbers chapter 25, many of the Israelites were lured by Moabite women to sacrifice to Baal. God reacted with characteristic fury. He ordered Moses to
take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel.
One cannot help yet again marvelling at the extraordinarily draconian view taken of the sin of flirting with rival gods. To our modern sense of values and justice, it seems a trifling sin, compared to, say, offering your daughter for a gang rape. It is yet another example of the disconnect between scriptural and modern, one is tempted to say civilized, morals. Of course, it is easily enough understood in terms of the theory of memes and the qualities that a deity needs in order to survive in the meme pool. The tragi-farce of God's maniacal jealousy against alternative gods recurs continually throughout the Old Testament. It motivates the first of the 10 commandments, the ones on the tablets that Moses broke, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, and it is even more prominent in the otherwise rather different substitute commandments that God provided to replace the broken tablets, Exodus 34. Having promised to drive out of their homelands the unfortunate Amorites, Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hevites, and Jebusites, God gets down to what really matters, rival gods.
Ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord whose name is Jealous is a jealous god. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice, and thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their gods. Thou shalt make thee no molten gods. Exodus 34:13-17.
I know, yes, of course, times have changed, and no religious leader today, apart from the likes of the Taliban or the American Christian equivalent, thinks like Moses. But that is my whole point. All I'm establishing is that modern morality, wherever else it comes from, does not come from the Bible. Apologists cannot get away with claiming that religion provides them with some sort of inside track to defining what is good and what is bad, a privileged source unavailable to atheists. They cannot get away with it, not even if they employ that favourite trick of interpreting selected scriptures as symbolic rather than literal. By what criterion do you decide which passages are symbolic, which literal?
The ethnic cleansing begun in the time of Moses is brought to bloody fruition in the book of Joshua, a text remarkable for the bloodthirsty massacres it records and the xenophobic relish with which it does so. As the charming old song exultantly has it,
Joshua fit the battle of Jericho and the walls came a-tumbling down. There's none like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho.
good old Joshua didn't rest until...
They utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. Joshua 6:21.
Yet again, theologians will protest, it didn't happen.